Smokies! I'm Vance Gilbert, the host of the open mic. Now, I'm basically going to spin this bottle, butt or front, depending on where it points, or will be someone that comes up. It cannot be me. I've already performed, and I'm already perfect. So there's nothing really for us to work on in my department. But depending on who this points to, I'm going to ask you your name. I'm going to ask you once you're up here. No, I'm going to ask you before you come up here what it is we're going to be working on. What's bugging you about the tune? So I don't totally come out of left field. A couple of the other rules is that I'm going to ask you, as you're playing the tune, and I hope I don't screw you up, but I'm going to ask you to, thank you very much. I'm going to ask you sometimes to freeze exactly where you are. And what I'm looking for is I'm looking for a kindergarten to first grade freeze and not a preschool freeze. The difference is, there is a difference. I don't have children, but I've worked with so many over the years that I know the difference. Here's the difference. If you're doing something and you ask for a preschool freeze, they do like this. A kindergarten freeze, they're coming into the realm of cool. They'll just... They will stop exactly. And the reason why I want to stop you could be for numerous reasons. Could be because I want to make a correction to what you're doing. And that could benefit you, the other fledgling singer-songwriter folks, and to the audience. And it could be that I'm stopping you in the midst of something that I find impressive and something that we could all benefit from seeing in its execution right at that snapshot second. So that's the reason for the dead freeze. I also don't want you to get locked into a habit, because if you do the thing and you fall away, muscle memory is gone. Your muscle memory has forgotten it, but your mind will tell you to do that thing again, and it may not be to your benefit. So that's why I'm going to ask you to freeze in the midst of what you're doing up here. So you're not going to impress me. I don't want your hit. Freeze when I tell you. I'm going to ask you your name and what we're working on, and we'll go through the whole performance thing. And when you come up here, and I know it'd be kind of a rabble rouse of the first one, because it's all the stuff that I've been talking about. So the first one is I appreciate whoever's going to be first, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Remember, it's a safe place. If they fall coming up to the stage, if they're laughing, you can go ahead and laugh. But if they're not, you know, then we'll just, and let me make the suggestions. Peanut Gallery, I'll make the suggestions. I'll ask you sometimes what maybe you'll think, but allow me to open that up, okay? That's my can of bananas, all right? I'm taking my metaphors and just twisting them all over. Can of bananas. That's my can of bananas. What the hell am I talking about? See, I can't even really talk off mic because I'm still on mic. But I can act off mic, which is, anyway. All right, so that would be the duo people here. Freeze, he's got bad knees, so I'm not going to have you lock while you're down there. I heard them creak as you... So what are your names?
Marie.
And
Jay.
Marie, is there a name to this thing you do?
Circle Around the Sun.
Circle Around the Sun, it's nice. That's a great dress. You're drop dead gorgeous. He's good looking. Long pants next time, man. Nobody wants to see that shit. No one wants to see them knees and all that mud and everything around your broke ass legs. That's all right. You're a good looking man, but you know, that's all right. We got kind of an R2-D2 thing going on over there. So what are we working on?
Performance skills and maybe rhythm.
Rhythm, lack thereof.
Oh, I see. So you folks are white folks? You know how like not true that is. How many stereotypes I break just by doing folk music and owning a poodle. Please, don't get me started. I'll be talking about it all through the weekend. We're on our second poodle. Yes, we got another poodle. Big white one. Honestly. So, Louise and Marie and Jay. Circle around the sun. Ladies and gentlemen, circle around the sun!
Next time I hope Schmuckies get some chairs. It's really hard getting up from the ground.
Okay, freeze! You don't come in here and be insulting the club. Insulting the club. Why you want to throw that on the ground? That's for the next person. You just come up here wrecking shit. Come on, man. This is her. She's like, I don't give a damn who guitar plays guitar next. Okay? I'm going to let it go for now. You want to clear your stage. I see you want this out of the way. What are you going to do with that now that you're not using it?
I guess I should move it.
Yes. There's a pull it towards you and swing it back towards your left. There you go. Right. There you go. Right there. Gorgeous. Great. And somebody that's on their game will either move it for you. Or you can move it back. You can move it back even further to the edge of the stage and get it out of your way. Now she's got an unencumbered stage. Okay, go ahead.
It's really great to be here. It's always hard to be first.
Shall we?
We shall.
Stop. That was corny as hell. Shall we? We shall. Are you guys singing the Bible verses or what's going on? Okay. Okay, stop. This is gonna sound good. However, I need your drummer to start the song.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not moving, huh? It's my stage. Okay, Jim. Your foot has no idea what your guitar hand is going to do. So, and that's a good place to be. Stop for a second. So what I'd like the foot to do to get this song going and to get the audience going and to get Marie going, Marie, right, is this foot's going to have to do a little bit of double time. It's going to be. That's it. Try that. Put your guitar starting. Feels better already.
I'm going to the islands for a little time away. Traffic, headlines, 100 miles a day. Everybody needs me.
Look at her hand. It's gorgeous. This woman has sung before. This is that looks. Great. It's not pretentious. It's not all big and everything. It's just, I'm going to the islands and I'm wearing a gorgeous dress. Check me out.
I'm not coming off well in this exchange.
Come on, Jim, don't be a damn fool. You're going home with Marie. Then the odds definitely are 4-7. Hey, this is great. One of the things I noticed as soon as we got the foot seriously involved, the song sat back. It happened immediately. I didn't even bring it up. But when you first came up here, it was like, and then the foot came, and you see people's head bobbing side to side, and that kind of Hillsdale, Caucasian way they do up here. Which is okay. We don't do that in Philly, but it's all right.
And the overbite.
I'm just teasing. No overbite. You have to grow that beard longer for the overbite. You got the kind of a Bill Engvall kind of look going on up here. That's cool, man. You've got a career ahead of you. Okay, foot starts. Pick up right where you were with the foot will start the tune. Jim is experimenting.
Yeah, experimenting.
He's doing the heel now, which might work for him. That's cool. Is that easier on the knee?
Yes, it is.
That's right, because he doesn't have to lift. And when I'm having knee problems, I go with the heel.
Nobody need me, way too much to do. I need to escape for a week or two. Dreams of tomorrow. Take me away. When crashing waves speak, maybe I'll stay. When rust. gonna find a paradise where I don't have to think, where ice and umbrellas are only in drinks. The sun sets late and nights are not too long, and I'm living a Jimmy Buffett song. Dreams of tomorrow take me away.
I need you from time to time. I need you to look at Marie Moore. When you're singing your lyric, I need you to sort of cock to the side a little bit. And I just need a little more drama. I just need a little more drama from you. Your time is great. The chords are great. When you do the stop, don't smack the guitar. Just stop. Don't even. No. That's it. Or can you stop down here? But let it ring. What happens if you let it ring? I like it. I think there's a certain pretense to the stop. Can we go up to the point where it does that, where you might do that stop, and just let the guitar ring and see if it.
Dreams of tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's not it.
When rustling leaves fall.
Pretentious a little bit, but it could use a little choreography. And what I mean by that is exactly that. Doesn't take anything away from the song itself, or from the performance, or from the heartfeltness of folk music to say that there's choreography involved. It's just another tool. It's like a capo, an A chord, a hand motion. It's all choreography to get the song across. So what I'm going to ask, Jim, your time came together. You just need to think about time. Your time is fine. You just need to think about the fact that what's driving this song is time. If you were to put the guitar down and do this a cappella, it would stand up. He doesn't need the guitar. The guitar is merely ancillary. which is a big word that says, like, didn't need it. there are certain points where I would like Jim, if he's playing guitar, I would like you to go from here and step off here for a minute and take that little chord solo and then come back and sing with Marie. And
take me away.
And then step back off the mic and give them a little bit of something. You can work this just a little bit more. You don't have to be frenetic like you're pacing in a cage, but just so that you're not quite locked in space. And that's why I had you, I waited till the third verse to do it, but I had you come over to it, because you got one song, you got one shot at stardom, and you're over here, and people are saying, nice sound, divorce pen. So, it looked great. Thank you very much for that. That's awesome. It's the big trio with the guy with the dumb instrument. Freeze! Who are you guys?
Pesky J. Nixon.
Pesky J. Nixon. All right. What are we working on? Is it a new song?
Relatively
new. So I need for you where you are right now, I need you to plan your stage. You see where you're gonna go? He's gonna be ready. So let's put a clock on it. You guys play out a bunch?
We try somewhat,
okay. Let me move my guitar. And, oh, come on, my folks here, I got hundreds of those things. So, and we're gonna, who are you? Are you another Pesky J. Nixon?
Yeah.
Are there four of you? Okay, you've got 20 seconds to get your stage together. Go. Ladies and gentlemen, Pesky J. Nixon. And look over at me. Look over at me when you're ready to go. Look over at me as a group when you're ready to go. You've got 8 seconds. 7. Somebody say something to the audience. Freeze. Somebody say something. Something should be said by now.
Hey everybody, we're Pesky J. Nixon.
You should be chattering between each other, be a little bit corny and frenetic, just be a little bit of something. You got that dumbass name, you might as well be funny. Somebody need to say something to somebody while they're coming up here.
He's got five of those dumbass things.
It's the name. You got that crazy name. So there's bass and there's that. And we're working on what's up with this song that's in your crawl right now?
Relatively new sort of ballady, which we have a harder time with than we have with the louder ones.
Oh, that's very honest. That's cool.
Yeah, right. And arranging for a band, loud is easier than arranging, you know.
Oh, it sure is.
Soft, so we're working on it.
There's going to be a lot of get out of the way for this.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I tend to think of getting ballad together. You guys, are we going to squeal here? No, we're good. I'm going to cross in front here. This is my best way to get a good look at them. It's not pretty. I'm sorry. No, I don't want to sit, man. I'm at work.
She had the two of us in front of her. It's an improvement.
No. You guys are young and everything. She don't need to see old Negro crack. Okay. Pesky Negro James, whatever your name is. Go ahead. So who starts this? Oh, he's okay. Sincerely, the time.
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Stop. I see where this is going. Your foot needs to start that. If you're starting a tune. So get that muddy left foot. Yeah, there it is. Great. Now, no guitar until the foot is doing what it's doing. Stop. And everybody else is clued in. Everybody on stage is looking at his foot now. I'm like, okay. So it doesn't have to sound like BB's coming out of a jar to start. I'm sure it's going to lock in soon because they all look like they're going to be good players. But they're like, everybody was kind of waiting to see where it was going to gel. And now, That's a cool way to start a tune too. You could start with the amorphous kind of, you know, everybody sort of oozing into the song. But I haven't seen you guys on MTV, so I don't think it's working for you. So let's try it my way. Go ahead. If the intro is going to be that long, it's cool. Start from the top again. I'm arranging your song. I'm making it effective. Each time in use, they have an opportunity to introduce an instrument and bring you into the fold of cool. Why waste it by having everybody come up right at the front? So start. That person starts at Muddy Foot. Stop, it went away, and you felt it too. Start again. Stop. I want you to take it slower. Boom, 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 boom.
Lies like a crispness on your tongue. And all I know is all I grieve still. Dreams of your head out. Yeah. Diabetes.
Coming to a peak, and then for him to come back in with the vocal, three things need to come down. That needs to come down, the guitar needs to come down and go back to a real, the quietest chunk you can come up with, and that needs to be almost brushed.
Sure.
So I want you to take it from the top again, take it from the top of the vocal, going through that until it comes into this second part of this verse, and I want you guys to suck it down, okay?
Work that goes forever lies like Christmas on your tongue. And all I know is all I grieve still. Dreams will fly on. November rains fall through like those leaves I try to hang on. It's the life that we once knew. When will you break out of your trance? Remember all the laughter. Remember our last dance, time to breathe in our breathe in the autumn. Autumn love. landed on a Thursday, unaccustomed to the chill.
You stop playing.
I'll take what I have to offer, but if given, I'll give still.
Roll them in!
The next step, instead of our past, thinking about our first love, instead of all our last time to breathe in on.
I'm going to ask you to sit down. I want you to bring up a chair because you're really reaching for this instrument and you're late. You're actually late. I need you to tighten up the motion in what you're doing here. Because you're really reaching for it, and we'd be all over you in the studio for that. But you're dragging them.
Normally, I'd have a stand. I skip
that's what I
feel. Open mic.
Right, but you need to find a way to get closer to the instrument, so you're not swinging as wide. And we're gonna take one more pass at wherever we are, and then I'm gonna try to fit one more person in here, and then I'm gonna do it by closing. But this is. I'm just messing with your tune. I don't know how you actually have it arranged.
Yeah.
But I need to have.
That's why we're here.
Okay. We recorded this one like 4 times and changed it dramatically each time, so we're still trying to.
I think the key to this is just start snatching instruments out. I'm actually thinking now that the accordion could have waited to come in until what sounded like a chorus. It could really wait till then. I mean, it's because you're chording in the background, and we're just starting to get used to it, and it's like this wall of sound for right now. So you know what? I'm going to ask you to start at the top.
Okay.
And I don't want you to come in until whatever that part is.
Right.
I'm going to ask you to lay out. And I want you to tighten up your swing. You're fine. When that swell comes, I need this to get out of the way, even though it's just you at this point. So, can we just try that for now? From the top, left foot starts a tune with your big, greasy, nasty toes. Go ahead, bro. That's a lie. Your foot wasn't doing anything that your guitar was about to do.
That's why we didn't make him the drummer.
Touché.
Goes forever.
Oh God.
Lies like Christmas on your.
You hear the lyric now?
Yeah. And all I know is all I grieve still. Dreams will fly me on. Yeah. Die a bit each day, love. November rains fall through like those leaves we try to hang to a life that we once knew. When will you break out of your trance? Remember all the laughter. Remember our last dance. Time to breathe. Thank you. Tuesday. Unaccustomed to the chill. Take what I have to offer.
Yes, I got to two people, and it is 6:30, and people need to eat, otherwise I'd go over and stuff, but no. No, I think, what? Doug, where are you at? You doing anything? Go for it? All right. What are you going to do, shut us down? Say what? Main stage starts any minute. You know what? No, I'm gonna close. Let me give you the close. This is probably the most important part of the whole thing. You got to see two good solid duos. I mean, and I did some solo work with Rich. Jim. Sorry. Jay. I was calling you Jim the whole time up here. You need to be more forthright and have me correct you or something. I'm going to ask you all, those of you that were about to come up, I apologize, I ran my mouth a lot, but that's an important part of it. But you take as much out of it, seeing what's going on, as you do from watching, as you do from doing. I guarantee you. I'm going to ask you fledgling singer-songwriters to purchase a couple of things, or use them if you already have them. The first one is a mirror. You have my permission. Play and practice in front of a mirror. Everyone does it anyway. So here is your opportunity. I give you the good grade. I don't know why it works, but playing in front of a mirror squares up everything you do. It gives you width and breadth, and somehow it gives you this amazing amount of focus. When you're playing in front of that mirror, I want you to tape yourself. And when you tape yourself, it doesn't matter if it's on a little cassette or an electric, one of those digital things. Tape yourself and be brutally kind. I'm going to ask you to be brutal and listen to where you're slipping out of tune and where your singing is warbling all over the place and you're playing too much guitar. Be brutal. But I'm going to ask you to be kind. And in being kind, I'm going to ask you to tape yourself three times in a row without erasing. Listen to the first one and listen to the last one. And if you tell yourself the places you're improving, it's like magic. You start to improve. The last thing I'm going to ask you to do while you're doing any of this is to play with a metronome. Yes, that's for the time thing. Yeah, good for you for recognizing how important that is. Just like He-Man's foot, just like Jay's foot, that is the crux of the tune. If the foot is going, the tune is going. Now, if the metric, I'm sorry?
Can't we just use our feet?
No, because your feet are not as trustworthy as a $12 metronome. I guarantee you. What I want you to do, though, when you're practicing with the metronome, I want you to listen very closely. You don't have to play loud. When the metronome disappears, you're swinging. I guarantee you. If you hear yourself to one side or the other of the metronome as you're doing, that means you're drifting all over the place of the beat. But if you start nailing the metronome and you're not playing loud and you're hitting right along with it, fabulous. And this is a good chance to play in front of it a little bit, which happens in jazz and also happens in punk, where the drummer is way in front of the beat sometimes. Some guys like to push it. They call it pushing the beat in jazz. I don't know what they call it in punk. And sometimes you can sit behind the metronome a little bit, which is kind of a bebop swing, old school kind of thing, where you just sit way back, or if you anybody listen to any D'Angelo or an R&B singer like that, you sit way back in the beat. John Leventhal plays way back in the beat when he plays guitar and mandolin when he's playing with Sean Colvin. I mean, it's almost, you're almost waiting for him, but he's consistently there. So play with that metronome, but always go back to hitting it on the center. So you're playing with a metronome, you're tape recording yourself, and you're doing it in front of a mirror. You take all these things. Don't think about them when you go to your gig. Just go ahead and play. Do these things when you're practicing. When you go to play your gig, you'll find that they become the tools that help you get your good song out there for everyone else to hear. Thank you very much.